K8RRD Mobile, monitoring 7-4. K8RRD Mobile, monitoring 7-4.
NAPZK listening.
Good morning, sir. NADMH Mobile.
NADMH Mobile, NAPZG. Good morning. A rainy, dark morning, but looks like getting more toward, feels a little bit more seasonal this year.
Yeah, I guess so. But anyway. Yep. Well, I'm headed up to Petoskey today. Got a few service items to take care of, and then we'll see what happens after that.
Yeah, hey, is the Petoskey repeater down still?
Yes, I've got a solution for that coming pretty quickly. I'm hoping, depending on how the weekend goes, Sunday, I'll have it back up. So, with it being fall and cold and sad, means I'm going to have a bit more time to do stuff.
Okay, I just didn't notice it's been down for a while. I'm just, I'm in Petoskey right now, just getting off work. I work at the hotel here. I work on the night shift. I'm a night auditor, and I'm getting ready. I live up in Indian River, so I'm on the Sheboygan machine. Seems to cover down here pretty good, too. So, you know, 20 watts out and a small antenna on the car, and seems to do okay.
Well, the nice thing about the 1.9 and the 7.4 is they have pretty overlapping coverage in some areas. Like the 7.4, it does pretty decent in the Petoskey on mobile, but on a portable it gets kind of interesting. But mobile wise, it does pretty good in the Petoskey. So yeah, you can use that, and then it'll go a little bit further all the way down. You'll struggle a little bit once you get towards Charlevoix, but that's what the 1.9 is for. And then likewise, over towards Sheboygan County, the 1.9 would cover over to Sheboygan County pretty decently. And that way, if either one of them is not working, or if you can get into one but not the other one, and you seem to be closer to one of them for some strange reason, you can try the other one, and something will work.
Yeah, is the Sheboygan machine, is that up on Hackleberg there?
Yep, it's on Hackleberg Road, and it's at the way up at the tippy top of that tower.
Yeah, I had a chance to eyeball the antenna the other day, and that was, if that's up there, that's why it's getting on. You guys really do a good job with these repeaters, your relationship with the tower owners, too. Very impressive, and very nice system. I do DMR. I've been using the Brandmeister machine over here. I guess that's still working. And, you know, of course, the MFI system up there once in a while. So, having some fun with a few modes. I just got back into ham radio this year. I got a handheld, and I got this little DMR analog mobile unit. And I'm having fun again. I'm working on getting the HF side done now.
That's awesome to hear, man. Yep, I haven't been too crazy radioactive lately. I've just been so busy, but with the cold months coming up, pretty much already here at this point, I have a little bit more time to play around. I got to get my HF antenna back up because I don't have mine right now. We had to chop a tree down in the backyard over the summertime, and I had an 80-meter loop, and that spanned the entire backyard up in the air. And that tree was going to take the whole thing right down, so I had to take the antenna down before the tree did. And I just haven't had a chance to get it back up. And I got to get a special device to get those lines back up in the trees. And then retune it and everything, because I had to cut the wires, and yeah, so it's going to be a process, and I'm going to have to find a moderately warm-ish day to do it on a weekend, which those are going to be hard to come by.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you got to get a cherry picker, you got to get a cherry picker. Sometimes you got to run a snorkel and get it up there. It's nice. I've been doing a looking around. There's a lot of nice little QRP HF rigs out there. I'm looking at a few. Ham Geek's got a few. There's this Yagyu stuff. Of course, the IC705 is a good, solid little power rig. Takes HT batteries too, which is kind of fun if you want to do that. You know, I run a small cabin up in Indian River, but I've got all woods in the back, which is nice because I'm away from the road. So I'm sure that I can find something to put up at least. Like a G5RV or something like that, like a dipole, I can at least do a sloper or something. So there's all kinds of stuff I'll probably be able to do here after a bit, but still got to save the pennies. I'm not quite ready to get one yet. Sometime in the next few months, I hope.
Yeah, good deal. Yeah, if I don't get the loop up, I'll have to get something up by wintertime, a sloper, some miscellaneous dipole, something like that. I do have a tuner, so I'm not too worried about, you know, what it does. Well, as long as it does 80 meters or 160, well, I've got enough yard to do 160 with a dipole, not enough to do with a loop. Well, I could have if we had the front yard tree still, but we don't have that tree anymore, so I can't do a 160 meter loop. I'm barely able to do an 80 meter loop now, unfortunately, because all the trees kind of lean in towards the backyard, and if they leaned out a little bit, I'm going to let this person in. If all the trees didn't lean in so far to the yard, it would be kind of nice, but anyway. Can't have nice things, can we?
For 160 meter dipole, that's a good chunk of land there. You know, I'll probably end up with get a portable Yagi or something, and just quad pod or tripod, secure it into the ground just so it's above the snow when the snow finally gets here. And I don't know. If I can find a used rotator, I might run some wire into my window and do it that way. You know, I gotta have something that's easily taken care of though. So I don't know what's gonna come of that. Dipole would work probably the best just for ease of operation.
Understood there. There was somebody else in there that you doubled really well with. Those station guys.
Yeah, NADMH, K8RRD. Sometime in the future, I'd like to get in touch with you for a little conversation, if at all possible. K8RRD.
We can do that. I can give you a phone number.
Yeah, you're breaking up. I'm in Gaylord. We'll be in contact down the road. I'm at my destination. K8RRD.
Sounds good. And, NATZT, I'm going to let you go here. It must have that exhaust fan back on. It function, which kills the receive on this repeater, and I'm getting up into the hill here, so. Enjoy your drive home. Try to enjoy my drive up to Skokie to work. Thank you.
All right, then, sir. You have a good night. You have a good day. We'll let you go, and you have yourself a good day of it, and I'll be listening for the Psaski machine on Sunday. And good luck to that. I hope everything works. Clear, N8DZT, 73.
Good morning. This is W8RRM in Gaylord. Anybody on today?
RRD mobile monitoring 74.
Somebody's sitting on our microphone. K-SPW.
W8RPM, WK8R.